5, 4, 3, 2, 1, let's go! Happy Friday, everyone. Happy Friday. The end of the week. What you have accomplished. What you have done to better yourself. What? Hi, and welcome to my podcast, Raw with Ricky. And I have the fucking same problems that you do. Because I've been there. And I live it every day like you guys do. This is a place where man comes to better themselves, to be a better human being, and most important, become a man. I can't thank enough the people that have been supporting my podcast and all the positive reviews. Please share with friends. So the last episode, I was talking about who I am, right? So today is going to be my second episode. Basically, it's a continuation of that first podcast of who I am. So I started working for supposedly a friend. This guy was the biggest narcissist and an a-hole, an asshole, right? He always made sure for 9 years on daily basis, I will feel like little piece of shit. It was like a witch hunt. As soon he walked in that office, I started having panic attacks. It was like going back to my childhood and having the same feelings when my dad walked in the house. A total fucking paranoia. This guy would pick anything to attack me and make me feel like shit. Sorry that I repeated myself, but that's how he made me feel. Later, I realized that was his problem. And a lot of it, it was jealously. He would laugh at me because my goal was to drive a Ferrari. Yes, it sounds crazy that I wanted to drive a Ferrari. It's just an analogy, guys, and goes deeper than that. What I'm describing is, it's not about the fucking driving the Ferrari. It's that I had higher goals or standards than the owner of the companies. That means his goal were to drive a Corvette, meaning there was something totally wrong. Why? My boss goals were way, way under my expectations. I wanted higher goals than the owner of the company. Was that the guy that I really wanted to be working for? That's when I started questioning. Is this the right place that I really wanted to be? Is this the place that I wanted to invest my career, my time on? But let me tell you something. For me, it was comfortable. I was making good money, and it was easy for me taking his constant harassment. And I became this person that I didn't recognize anymore. The only way I can describe it is I totally lost who the fuck I was. I lost who I was. Imagine, this big here, man, is huge. I just became a doer. A doer. Think about it. I lost who I was just to satisfy someone else's needs. One day I walk in the office and he fucking fired me on the spot. No reason at all. He just made shit up the day I left. He made me sign a non-compete. My friend made me sign a non-compete and told me, hey man, don't worry. I won't never come after you, against you, etc. All the bullshit that he said. But at that time, I didn't realize how good I was on what I do. And I didn't really understand. But what happened later with that friend that promised me he would never use it against me, guess what? He sued the shit out of me. How funny, right? His problem was that he knew how good I was on what I did. and use this against me. He wanted to keep controlling me even after I was let go. That was the only way he could keep controlling me. And that was his always modus operandi. Always. But you know, everything happens for a reason. And God always has a plan. And God always has a better plan. Purposely, God needed to shake my fucking world and open my eyes and understand that I needed to make myself better. You remember that I told you that I lost who I was? So here's the story when I really woke up and started to connect the dots. After I got fired, I went through a really, really tough period of my time, but it was what I call my awakening. Many times driving my car, I thought it was better crashing against a tree because I thought that my family was gonna be better off cashing my life insurance than having me around. Isn't that fucking sad? Hold on, let me repeat it. I thought my family would be better off cashing my life insurance, than having me around. Isn't that fucking sad? Again, thinking about money before me. How shallow, dude. How fucking shallow. I had my belt tied to my neck. My belt tied around my neck couple of times, brother. And I'm not proud of it. But the last time I told myself, snap out of it, Rick. Snap out of it. And told myself again, enough is enough. I repeated to myself that only cowards will do this. It was the fucking easy way out. It was me giving up. From that day on, I made a promise to start working on myself and stop making excuses. And no matter what the situation, what was the situation that I was going through. I will always put my boots on daily basis and make shit happens. Cause my family, my friends are the ones that need me here on earth. That's what's most important about it. So again, I promise you I'm gonna leave it short. So I'm gonna do a third episode so I can finish who I am. And then we take it from there, guys. You have a blessed weekend. You need anything, please text me, let me know, or anything that you need, please. I'm reachable always. And do me a favor, share my podcast with friends and make it the best day of your life today. Remember, tomorrow is tomorrow, yesterday went. You only got today to live your best life. Love you guys.